Hey, this is just me promoting myself for a second here. I just got a Hey Hero account where you can ask me any questions about your sex, love, relationships, spirituality, or a pendulum question for $12. I am a certified sex, love, and relationship coach. It is my favorite thing to help people with their relationship dynamics. So if you have a love quandary, if you are trying to figure out why they're not texting you back, if you want seduction tips or dating tips or sex tips, or you just need a friendly pep talk to get you through your day, please find me on Hey Hero. If you go to my Instagram, it is in my link tree. And I hope to see you there soon. Hi. So I know it's been a minute, but we are back with the Erotic Renaissance podcast. I wanted to get through the election. I wanted everybody to be able to pay attention to that, to go vote, to be with your family, and do all those different things. But now we're back at our regular schedule. And this week we are talking about seduction. Ooh, seduction gets such a bad rep. When people think of seduction, they usually think manipulation. They usually think somebody who's trying to get something out of someone else. And honestly, guys, seduction is pretty much a life skill, okay? Everyone should know how to be seductive. And seductive doesn't necessarily always mean being sexual, but rather it is much better described to me as being charming, learning how to be charming. So, if you want to learn how to be charming, or if you just want to stay here for the vibes, welcome to the Erotic Renaissance podcast, where we talk about sex, love, relationships, spirituality, and all things passionate. I am so excited to get into this juicy topic about seduction. So, I am a sex, love, and relationship coach, which I've mentioned in a few episodes before. And one of the things that I dived very, very deeply into the subject in my own personal studies and in my coaching program was dating and seduction. I wanted to understand seduction. Why I wanted to understand seduction? Because seduction, like I was saying before, earlier, is a life skill. Being able to seduce someone or to be charming doesn't just show up in relationships or dating, though it is a very much needed skill if you're going to date someone. But it shows up in your jobs, in marketing, if you want to be an entrepreneur. Being able to know these tools are absolutely essential for being a beguiling, interesting, and fun person. So in this episode, I'm going to go over a few different principles that it doesn't matter what your gender is, who you are, what you're doing, and where you are in life. If you start cultivating these tools or these principles, you will have a better life. You'll be more charming. You'll be more seductive, and people will want to spend time with you and to see what you're all about. So let's get started in this. The number one thing that is the most seductive, charming principle that you can do, the thing that you can cultivate that is going to make you so absolutely and utterly amazing to everybody else is to have your own life. I know that sounds so simple. Have your own life. Like, what does that mean? Well, especially if you're trying to get into a relationship with someone and you're dating and you don't want to be single anymore, and you're in this place where you're just like, why am I still single? Like, why is anyone, finding me attractive? Why isn't anyone showing interest in me? And the thing about people showing interest is to understand that if someone wants to find you interesting, that means you have interesting things going on, which means that it is not revealed. To have interest in someone else is to understand that there is something that they are seeking to know about you, which means that when you present yourself, you're not just one thing. When I present myself as Aaron, like, hey, my name is Aaron, and someone just gets to know me, they don't know everything about me. They might know that I'm a tarot reader. They might know things from my Instagram posts, but they don't know my entire life. And I have a very deep and complex life with friends and hobbies and things that I truly enjoy that light me up inside, that make me happy. Having your own life, having goals in life, having things that you want to do, especially when it comes to dating outside of just wanting to be married, makes you absolutely seductive because it allows someone to meet you and be interested in you and to want to dive deeper into you. Like when I say dive deeper into you, what I mean is when someone is getting to know you, whether they're a friend, a coworker, or a potential love partner, you don't necessarily want to tell them all of your business on the first, you know, on the first date, on the first meeting. And this isn't to say that, you know, you can't be honest with someone or anything like that, or even that this is a manipulation. It's very important that you don't always reveal all of your intentions when you first meet someone. In general, because you don't know who they are. You know, when you're on a date with someone, you don't know if that person's a narcissist or really is just in it to get something from you. You have no idea who this person is or what they want. So it's best to reveal things over time. Reveal things about yourself that over time, and you will naturally be really good at this if you have a full life. A lot of people think that they have to wait until they get into a relationship to have a full life. You know, wait to go and enjoy that movie, wait to go enjoy those foods, wait to go on that trip, wait to go and start that career. You don't have to wait for anything or anybody. That is not something that you have to do in the least bit. And in fact, it makes you a much more seductive, charming, and attractive person if you don't wait, if you go after your goals, if you do the things that make you happy. So this kind of brings me to my next point. Happy people are seductive people because happy people know how to have fun and they know how to be playful. And when you're trying to seduce, beguile, or charm someone, having a playful undertone is really about knowing that you're going to be okay no matter what is going to happen with that connection. I'll say that again. Having a playful attitude means that you know deep down inside that you're going to be okay no matter how this interaction goes with another person. That's where playfulness comes from. Because you can't, if you, people who take things way too seriously, they get on the first date and they're like, look, I'm not here for no business. Okay. I just want to be married in 2 years. I want to have kids. What do you want? You know, people like that, they come off very, very serious and it's very intimidating and it lets the other person know that this is, it definitely puts it in a place when you're trying to get to know someone that says that this person doesn't necessarily know how to have fun, even if you do know how to have fun. That non-seriousness that is so seductive, and I know that you've probably met people who, you know, they go to the party and they're just talking and they're just laughing and they're having a good time and they're not really worried about anything because seriousness comes from worrying about things. So when you're dating someone or you're at work or you're trying to, you know, get to know other people, it's important that you cultivate that sense of no matter what happens, I'm going to be okay. This date doesn't go well, I'm going to be okay. If I don't meet someone and get married to them in the next year, I'm going to be okay. Like, if you keep that attitude throughout dating or throughout when you're trying to have conversations with people, you will cultivate a sense of being able to have fun because being able to have fun means you're relaxed. And when you're able to relax, you're able to be yourself and be a much more seductive person because people who are not seductive are people who end up being too nervous or they just have way too many stakes in getting into this relationship or they are just way, way too serious. And that comes from not being confident. And that non-confidence comes from one, not having a life of your own and putting your power in another person. And two, taking things so seriously because again, you're putting your power within another person. Well, if I don't get this date, you know, then I'm going to be alone forever. Or if I don't get this job, then I'm going to be alone forever. We want to keep the energy of unbotheredness. You are unbothered because you know what? You're going to be okay no matter what. And I know that you're going to be okay no matter what. If you break up with someone or if you don't end up getting together with someone that you really, really like, just like when if you get fired from a job, you never think, well, I guess I'm never going to have a job again. guess I'm just never going to be able to make money again. You don't think that. You think, okay, I got to go put out applications and I got to get another job. So that's the same energy you want to keep in the dating world. You know, it's not that serious. You want to have goals, but it's not that serious. So the next thing that makes you a superstar in the seductress or seducer arts is being able to validate other people's feelings. Oh my God. I cannot tell you how charming and seductive this makes you. This does not matter how you look, doesn't matter about how you feel about yourself, doesn't matter any of those things. If you're able to validate another person's feelings, it will make you so seductive and charming and attractive. Validating another person's feelings means that when someone's talking to you about something that's bothering them, or someone's being honest with you, or someone's being vulnerable with you, instead of trying to tell them like, oh, you should do this, instead of trying to fix the problem, what you're doing is just telling them that how they feel about that particular thing is valid, is worthy, and makes sense. It's super simple, but I want you to think of a time when you were trying to have a conversation with another person and you were like, oh, you know, I want to talk to this person. I'm having such a bad day. You know, my mom's been pissing me off. And they were like, well, you need to talk to your mom and you need to do this. And, you know, have you tried this? Have you gone on this Google article? And like deep down inside, all you want is for that person to just be like, I get it. That's hard. That's a hard situation. And most humans crave that. Most humans crave more than anything else in the world to be validated, to feel like they're not alone, to feel like the things that they go through is not just something made up in their head, like they're not crazy. So if you can learn how to validate people's feelings, if you can learn how to listen to what someone's saying and then repeat it back to them and be like, oh, wow, so you're feeling like your mom's really making you upset because she didn't consider you, like, holy shit, like, I totally understand how that feels. That must be really hard. Like, if you can have that kind of energy, you will be so charming and so attractive. It's such a beautiful and attractive quality to be able to hold space for other people. Now, you don't want to do this too much with, you know, you want to have boundaries with this. If you find someone is like constantly using you for emotional validation, you don't necessarily want to feed into that. But just having that as a basic quality that you're cultivating will make you an incredible seducer and incredibly attractive. All right. So let's go to our next point. Having control over your emotions. Now, what I mean by that is probably not typically what you think when I say having control of your emotions. We in our society have a very negative view about people who are emotional. And this largely comes from living in a patriarchal society that values, you know, consciousness, values productivity over connection and emotions. Now, connection and emotions are extremely necessary in order to build relationships, and its empathy is one of the most undervalued traits that we have, especially if you are in America and we have this very, very capitalist society. That being said, when you are dating someone and you pop off on them and you, you know, freak out at them because they didn't, you know, call you at a certain time, or they liked a picture on Instagram, or they did something that disrespected you, it's really important that you don't make decisions for your relationship, for yourself, for your job, when you are triggered and in an emotional state. Having emotions is okay. Feeling angry, feeling upset, feeling hurt, feeling betrayed, you know, feeling happy, feeling blissful and pleasurable is completely and utterly okay. And you should find ways to deal with those emotions, allow those emotions to come through you, because emotions are very much like energy. You know, you experience them and then they're gone. However, your emotional brain, your triggered brain, is not the same brain that you should be using to make decisions, right? So if you find yourself in this place where you're obsessing over someone, you know, you're like, oh, this guy, I just got to have them. I just got to be with them. I can't believe they liked another person's photo. I can't believe they talked to this girl. I can't believe they talked to this guy. Like, if you find yourself in that emotional state, like, allow yourself to have that emotional state, let that cool down, and then go talk to them. Don't talk to them while you're completely and utterly in the throes of your emotion. Don't talk to them, especially if they're the ones that's triggering you. If you are upset about something else and you are looking for comfort and this person has proven themselves to be someone who is comforting to you, then, you know, you want to show them your vulnerabilities and that's perfectly fine. But if you are angry at that person or you're upset at that person, you need to give yourself time to cool off before you make any decisions to talk to them about anything. It is very unattractive to be dating someone or working with someone or dealing with someone who seems like they don't have good control over their emotions. And again, this doesn't mean that emotions are bad. It's just there's a time and a place to feel everything that you're feeling. You know, at your job is probably not the best place to break down crying over your boyfriend. not that we have not all done it. I 100% have. I have had to learn in my relationship, and I've been with my partner for a very long time at this point, and I had to learn that you can't just make decisions while you're in the throes of emotions. Like, my triggered brain will tell me, because I have avoidant, you know, attachment style, when I get upset with someone, I want them gone. I want them out of my life, out of my sight. And I had to learn, like, that when I'm in that state, I cannot just go up to my boyfriend and say, get out, don't come back, never want to see you again, because that has lasting effects. It also makes me look pretty crazy. Like, I might not be crazy, but I kind of look crazy when I pop off at someone and say I want to end a 5+ year relationship because they brought the groceries in wrong and I didn't like that, right? I've never done that before, but I'm just giving you an example. So having some control over your emotions, it's important. And that doesn't mean not feeling the emotion. That means that allowing yourself to actually process your emotions before acting, working on that impulsivity. When you're upset with someone, if you're triggered, if you're not in the place to have a conversation, don't have a conversation. Don't have a conversation, because I can guarantee you that 99.9% of most people do not like the things that they did to another person when they're triggered, even if that person deserved it, even if they were in the wrong. Like, if it is not, you know, the relationship you're trying to save, then at least save your dignity. At least save your dignity, which means, because you popping off at someone or you freaking out at someone or you getting upset with them and, you know, destroying the house or smashing the windows out the car, not saying that you do that, or even screaming at them and yelling at them or something like that can have lasting effects. It has lasting effects to your reputation. It has lasting effects for that relationship if you want to continue it. And you were just mad. It has lasting effects with how other people in your life look at you. So I always say it's best to just process your emotions either by yourself or with a really good friend or even with the therapist or truth journaling. Or even I have a pillow. I call it my beaten pillow. Okay. It is a pillow that I have when I am like super angry. I will go into the room. I'll put on some loud music and I will beat the shit out of that pillow. I am dead serious. I will beat the shit out of that pillow like it owed me money. I really will. And it gets out my anger to a point where I can breathe again and think again. And then from there, I'll go ahead and make a decision, okay? Pillow can't be hurt by my anger. Other people can. And we don't want to be having our emotions take over the entire situation and putting us in the position to make decisions that we really wouldn't have wanted to make if given the opportunity to think about it. So having control of your emotions also just makes you a very attractive person, especially in a world where people are used to people just flipping out at a drop of the hat in relationships. If you are dating someone and they don't do something that you like, and you're like, you know what, I think you're an amazing man, I think you're such an awesome person, but I don't think that me and you have the same interest, and I don't want to hold you up, so, you know, I'm going to kind of just focus on me, and I hope that you focus on you. And if you change your mind and you do want a serious relationship, you know, feel free to call me. You hit them with that, like, I promise you, completely different scenario. Completely different scenario, completely different situation, because you are showing this person that you are mature, you are unbothered, and that this person is not your moon, sun, and stars, because at the end of the day, they're not. Like, one girl is not going to be your moon, sun, and stars. 100% not going to be a thing. So the next thing that you need to know to be very, very seductive is to master the seductive cycle. What does that mean? Desire is cyclical. That means that there are going to be times where you really want this person, and there are going to be times where you don't. And the same is for them. Desire is not meant to be a constant feeling all the time. Now, if you want a book for reference, I would seriously recommend reading Esther Perel's Mating in Captivity, because she goes over this so well. It's an amazing book. But we have to understand that when it comes to sex and desire, wanting to be with someone, having that drive to be with someone, that is cyclical. And what renews that is space. So if you can master this, if you can have your own life and your own priorities and your own goals and have your own friends outside of your relationship, outside of your work, outside of whatever situation you want to be, and you can take time for yourself where you're not texting this person, you're not calling this person, you're not worried about this person, that is going to make you incredibly attractive. Incredibly attractive, because desire within itself need space in order to be desire. We need to be able to pull back from someone and deal with our own emotions, dealing with our own life, in order to even be able to feel like we want to be around them. I can't imagine. I know some of you guys have been in long-term relationships where you live with the person, and I know that there are days where you wake up in the morning and you're just like, I hate you. Like, I hate the air that you breathe. I wish you weren't here. But then maybe you go away and you hang out with your friends, you come back and you're like, oh, you know, I love this person again. That is the natural cycle of desire. Desire is supposed to be cyclical. It's supposed to have ups. It's supposed to have downs. That is normal. And so instead of trying to go around this or trying to force a connection to just be up all the time, which is very unnatural and usually doesn't end up well, what you do is you lean on those further principles. You have your own life. You go out and you do stuff. And then if you want to see this person that you're dating, then you see them. In dating, this is not just dating one person at a time, or at least if you're going to date one person at a time, having a big friends group that you can hang out with and spend time with, so that you're not just sitting here waiting for this person to call you, waiting for this person to text you, and giving that connection breathing room every once in a while. Because if you don't, then you can very much get tired of each other. So mastering that seductive cycle, mastering that cyclical nature of desire, is going to help you be a very attractive person. And that doesn't mean you have to play hard to get or be manipulative. Be hard to get. And what I mean by be hard to get, it just simply means have a life, have things that you want outside of a relationship. Because those are the kind of people who end up in relationships. Didn't you even notice that? A lot of the people who do end up in these long-term relationships for 20 years, they have entrepreneurships, or they're doing their own thing, or they have a lot of friends, or they have a lot of goals, because there's something about that that is just so incredibly attractive. And you can cultivate that very easily by just asking yourself the simple question, outside of a romantic relationship, or outside of this job, or outside of this thing, what do I want? and allowing yourself to work up towards that, right? So the last thing that you want to do, if you want to be your most seductive self, if you want to seduce people, is to live a very pleasurable life. Okay, this is when we're going to get into some more sexy or spicy territory. So if that is not necessarily your thing, you can totally opt out of the rest of the podcast. But for everybody else, masturbate, self-pleasure. When you eat your food, actually slow down and taste it. Bring mindfulness to the things that you are doing that you really truly love. And cultivate your own sexuality, because when someone is tapped into their sexuality, if you're like a divine feminine or a divine masculine and you're tapped into your sexuality, which means that you're not ashamed of your sexuality. You're not ashamed of the way you look, of your body. You're not ashamed to talk about sex or to even bring yourself pleasure. That is so fucking attractive. It is so beautiful when someone can manage to do that, especially in a world that tells us that sex is wrong, dirty, and bad. Sexuality is a part of seduction. Now, if you're asexual, this might be different for you, but for everybody else, sexuality is a part of seduction. So this doesn't necessarily mean that you need to have sex with someone as soon as you can get with them, but instead, how do you view your own sexuality? How do you view your body? How do you view the way you feel about yourself? Because if it's something where you feel icky about yourself, or you feel like, I don't like my body, you know, I don't like having sex with, you know, I think it's dirty, I think it's wrong, then you might have some undoing to do around sexuality. We, especially if you're a woman, we shame women so much for being sexual, for wanting sex, for being sexual creatures, while also telling them that they need to be sexual creatures in order to get into a relationship. So you need to figure out what that means to you and start cultivating that for yourself. Because if you can get past that and start living your most pleasurable life, slowing down, making sure that you are, even if you give yourself something as simple as a breast massage or just a self massage, you know, massaging your arms and your legs, doing something that's sensual and feels good to you, that is going to radiate throughout your entire aura, and it's going to attract people like crazy. I can tell you times where I am, this is another scientific fact, that people, like a lot of women who are in relationships who are having active sex, will often like attract other people even though they're in a relationship. And that has something to do with that aura. If you are self-pleasuring, if you are, you know, giving yourself sensual massages, when you put your oils on, you're actually taking your time, it gives out a very beautiful and sensual aura. And it allows you to attract other people without really even trying, without even trying. I know it works for me. I have friends that have done this, and I know for sure it works for them. There's definitely a little bit of a glow that happens when you're taking care of yourself down there, when you have your sacral chakra open, because that's really what it is, that sensual, ooey gooey, watery sacral chakra all open and relaxed and beautiful. I promise you, they will be following you around wanting to be with you, because that is some of the most seductive qualities that somebody can have. So those are my six principles of being seductive. Let me know if this helped you. DM me if you have questions about this on my Instagram. And yeah, remember that it's so important for you to be an individual more than it is for you to try to be with someone by being someone that they would like, or trying to force yourself to be into a box or being someone else in order to get someone to like you. That manipulation isn't actually true seduction. True seduction is understanding your boundaries, understanding what it means to have your own life, and knowing that desire is cyclical and how to cultivate that by being able to put space into your connection and then get close to that person over and over again. And that's not just how you seduce someone on a date. That's how you seduce someone for a lifetime.